catch the dream. Bible thought. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. John chapter 14, verse 2 and 3. It was the end of May when our group arrived at the restaurant on the Sea of Galilee. After being seated, we were served our Peter's fish dinner, a fried crappie, including head and tail, a little larger than your hand from the wrist to the fingertips. My wife, Gloria, received a fish with a misshapen mouth. She covered the head up, but wondered why it looked so funny. On closer examination, she found it contained an Israeli coin for taxes. Jesus requested. Peter obeyed. Christ teaches two lessons. First, taxes must be paid. New Testament teaching requires obedience and respect for our national laws until they violate biblical teaching. It is easy to forget stop signs, speed limits, and IRS requirements. Spiritual forgetfulness is more insidious as you consider lying, anger, slander, jealousy, envy. Galatians 5:19-21. Second, to work is a Christian requirement. 2 Thessalonians 3:6-10. Jesus commanded, go, fish, take the first fish. Some may interpret this fisherman's luck as a miracle. Just faithful obedience. Pay your taxes. When we obey the gospel, we receive its guaranteed promises. Peter knew about the tax money. Like him, we obey our master to receive the reward. He did. We will. Father God, help us to understand your great love for us. May our obedience to Christ lead us ever closer to the prize of eternal life with you. Thank you for faith, hope, and love. In the name of Jesus, amen. Howard Maul, Houston, Texas.